The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Kensington and Birkenhead Point, and Mondays to Saturdays at Barangaroo.
And everywhere you look, it's political instability. Let's go to Adam in London. Theresa May, backstabbing. Adam.
Yeah, our slice of instability. We know that 50 Conservative MPs opposed to Theresa May's Brexit plan have met to discuss how and when they could force her to stand down as Prime Minister. The interesting thing about our politics is that it only takes 15% of Conservative MPs.
That's 43 at the moment, I think.
It's not terribly many. And the fact that 50 met last night, of course, they're talking about a cleaner break from the European Union. They're not happy with the way the Brexit...
Well, that's right. I mean, she's only got herself to blame. The Lancaster House speech was Brexit. Then she makes the statement at Chequers, which is anything but Brexit.
Well, it's, yes, not as clean a break as certainly the Brexiteers wanted, but then there's the other side of the party who are quite happy with it or feel it goes too far. That's the trouble, is getting the two ends to meet. I mean, it's not yet a plot, but then, do you know what? Guy Fawkes probably said that.
You are funny. That's wonderful. Moscow.
Russian president telling us that the two suspects in the Salisbury nerve agent attack are civilians, he says, and not linked to military intelligence, as Britain has claimed. You remember the aliases revealed last week, Theresa May telling MPs they're members of the GRU intelligence unit. Well, Vladimir Putin says, oh, no, they're not. But then along today have come two warnings from a former spy boss, Robert Hannigan, and the head of the UK's Cyber Security Centre, talking about Russia as this triple threat, espionage, cyber hacking, and its military. It's not necessarily changed, but it's still there, is what they're saying.
Yeah, and just a quick one before you go about fat Britain.
Not exactly a proud boast, this, but according to the World Health Organization, they've looked at 56 European countries specifically, an enormous research of 9 million people, and they reveal that the three fattest countries are Turkey, Malta, and the UK.
God.
28% of Brits are officially obese. It's not a tag you want, but I mean, more than probably, we've got a big problem, and it's getting bigger as we are getting bigger. But does anyone have the answer yet? I mean, is there any country getting thinner?
God, you're funny. You are a good man, isn't he? We love him. Adam Gilchrist in London.